The old guys are back.
Well, I know a lot of people are happy to see it. I'm just glad that they got a deal done, and hopefully football returns back to normal.
Talk about Shub having a great arm. He does have that. He's got a less of an ear, though. I mean, what did that show you about him, that he could take a lick like that, get right back up, and stay in?
Yeah, I mean, that was a crazy hit. I mean, I've been able to see it on SportsCenter a couple of times, and to be able to get back up and keep playing, I mean, that says something about a guy.
Is it odd, going back to the rest, is it odd that people have been cheering and clamoring for the referees to come back? I mean, you don't often hear people cheering for the referees.
Well, I think anytime you know, a game ends the way that it did in Green Bay, there's going to be some controversy. And, you know, there are people on both sides. Obviously, if you're a Seattle fan, you know, you're happy that that call went your way. Green Bay fans, not so much. But hopefully, you know, this kind of gets rid of a lot of those calls like that you know, make some people hot or, I guess, upset at the end of the game.
Until they miss their first one, right?
Yeah. I mean, even with our regular officials, I think there are going to be some calls that, you know, people complain about. I think that just comes with the game.
How will you be with the officials pregame? A hug, a handshake, a high five?
I mean, man, right? I really don't pay attention. I mean, I just go out there and focus on warming up and on my opponent. So, like I said, I really don't pay too much attention to who's officiating the game. I let the coaches deal with that.
Thanks, guys. Cutbacks and a lot of play action. Mm-hmm. What's it take to focus in on figuring out what they're actually doing on that play? Cut through their deception.
Well, I mean, there's really not much deception. I just think they're a sound team. They block who they're supposed to block, and the running back, you know, finds the gaps that he's supposed to hit, and he's just good at making people miss. He's a strong runner, very fast. So, I mean, we just definitely have to be fundamentally sound and do our job.
And then does your approach as a pass rusher change very much when it is a team that can run the way they can and can bootleg like that?
Well, I think in order to be an effective pass rusher, to have the opportunities to rush the quarterback, you have to stop the run, and everybody knows that. So, you know, we're aware of that, and I definitely will have to do my part in the run game as well as trying to get after the quarterback in the passing game.
Here we go, start the only team with a win Sunday. I guess with the top teams, it kind of gets you guys back in the mix near the top in the AFC.
Oh, definitely. That win was big for us. I mean, there are a lot of really good teams right now with 1-2 records. So we feel like, you know, we still have opportunity. We feel like we're still very much in the mix. And, you know, we just come here every day, work hard, and you know, prepare to go out and put our best foot forward. And that's what we've been doing this week. And we know that Houston is a tough team. We know that, you know, they'll be prepared for us. And we just have to go out there and be ready to play football.